Previously on Suits.
I want you to go back over your work with a fine-tooth comb.
We're as protected as we can be.
Every partner at this firm goes over their work if I say so.
I'm not every goddamn partner.
I'm Andy Dew Enforcement.
This has got to be the most genius thing you've ever done in your entire wonderful life.
Enforcement's insisting that I run the money through Switzerland and the Caymans.
Louis, that's illegal.
You didn't see the look on Harvey's face when he found out that I was the one who saved the day, and I am not going to see the look on his face when he finds out that I didn't.
There isn't enough money in the world for me to ever trust you again.
Listen to me.
No, you listen to me! You're fired.
Rachel.
What the hell is this?
A job offer.
I'm going to tell Mike what happened.
If you do this, you will be risking your whole life with Mike.
I'm risking it if I don't.
What is this pulling? Tugging at my limbs, heavy dragging me down into the depths of cold blue water. But don't believe me, I swear this is me.
I heard.
How?
Amy.
Why would you?
So that you wouldn't have to. Here.
Shit.
I didn't even think about what would happen to her.
Mike, you don't have to think about anyone except for you right now.
I don't want to think about me. All I've done is let everyone down, including you.
You have not let me down.
You don't even know what I've done.
Whatever it is, it can't be as bad as...
As I think. Rachel, I lost my job. I lost the takeover. I lost Walter Gillis, his company. I cut a deal to sell out the man who gave me a chance in the first place. And to top it all off, the guy who made me do that called me his guy and then offered me a job. So what does that make me?
It makes you a human being. We don't have to do anything tonight.
Louis, you need to calm down.
I broke the law.
Please keep your voice down.
Why? Let any man judge me. So says the good book.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? I think I know what the goddamn good book says.
Listen to me. You did what you had to do.
Oh, really? Well, that's not what you said when you found out. You said, Louis, that's illegal.
Because I was trying to get you not to go through with it. But you made a decision. I understand why. And now that it's done, I'm not going to let you beat yourself up about it.
Yeah, well, you may not, but what do you think Harvey and Jesse are going to do when they find out?
Louis, you have been a hero again and again. And if the one time they actually treat you like one, you cross the little line to get there, that doesn't make you horrible. It makes you Harvey.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And as of this second, I'm going to start acting like the hero that I am. Hey, jerk off. Who do I have to blow to get some more nuts?
It turned out he knew all about the crop reports. You know what I did? I nailed him on 6 counts of mail fraud.
Did you tell them the one about how you got your head stuck up Eric Woodall's ass?
Excuse me, boys. What the hell are you doing here?
You think you're the only person who can have someone follow?
You have no right.
Oh, I have every right. I just didn't need to hire someone, because it turns out you come to the same shithole every night, telling the same stories to the same people, because you have no place else to go.
If you were thinking you could bait me into taking a swing at you, you might be right.
Why don't you take a swing at this?
Oh, you're trying to bribe me now.
That's a certified letter outlining everything that's happened since you started targeting me. Every bullshit move you've made.
It's not bullshit. It's an ongoing investigation.
And it's turned up bullshit, which I've outlined for Judge Hopkins. Everything from targeting my clients to having me followed. So now you have 10 days to dispute my accounting of events, and when they're done, I expect to never see you again.
You don't know me that well.
Sean, anytime you want to put the badge down and fight me man to man, you know where to find me.
Everybody wanna
What do you want, Forceman?
Oh. Now that you don't want my money, it's Forceman? No, mister? What happened to the obsequious little shit who approached me in a coffee shop with his hand out?
You realize that you don't deserve any respect?
I don't need your respect. I need an answer on my job offer.
I thought I was pretty clear.
Your mouth said one thing. Let's see what your eyes have to say.
$1 million.
Is this a joke?
It's your signing bonus. Are you ready to come work for me now?
I thought I was an obsequious little shit.
You are. But so was I when I was your age, and look what happened to me.
You can make it $10 million, Charles. I don't want your money.
I'm not going to make it $10 million. The offer is one, and that's where it's staying. You have a day. If you decide now to take my offer, I will know you're not only an asshole, you're a fool.
Jessica, to what do I owe the honor? What can I do for you?
Louis, I am coming to you because the question isn't what you can do for me, but what can I do for you? Harvey and I were very impressed by what you did with Charles Forceman.
I'm impressed that you understand how impressive it was.
And since we couldn't figure out how best to show our gratitude, I'm here to ask you what you would like.
I'm sorry. you want to give me...
A reward.
Anything I want?
All you have to do is ask.
Here's Inspector Litt.
Excuse me?
I think I was clear. I want my name on the door. I can go third.
Louis, name partner isn't something I can just hand out.
But you just said I saved the day.
You just said you saved the day. I said we wanted to show our gratitude.
By telling me I get to choose whatever I want, except for the one thing I really want.
Maybe I should have been more clear.
Maybe you should have. I mean, you're a goddamn lawyer after all.
Louis, then let me be clear right now. I am giving you an opportunity to accept a well-deserved thank you with grace. You can either take it, or you can turn it into a personal snub and ruin all the goodwill that you've just earned with me and Harvey. The choice is yours.
Can I get back to you on that?
I'm sorry, what?
Can I get back to you on that?
That's all I can hope for, Louis. Hey, so I just wanted to run through your schedule for the rest of the week.
Go ahead.
You've got Ellis at 4 o'clock today, McKinney at 10 tomorrow, Chamberlain at 2, and when should I pencil you in to go see Mike?
See him for what?
To be a friend.
Donna, as far as he's concerned, I sold him out to win the takeover. I am the last person he wants to see right now.
And I would agree with all that, except for the fact that Mike got fired.
What? When?
Last night. And I wasn't going to tell you because you should be hearing it from him, but men are idiots and they'd rather be alone and miserable than ever run the risk of being accused of needing someone.
He has Rachel.
Who is the one person Mike believes will stand by him no matter what? Which makes her the one person he won't believe when she says he didn't completely fail.
How important is the meeting with Ellis?
He says it's urgent.
Tell him I have to reschedule.
That's weird. I already did.
Rachel or Donna? Who told you to check up on me?
You don't think I'd do that on my own?
No, I don't.
Well, I wouldn't have, because I didn't think you'd need it. Then I found out you got fired.
So what? People lose their jobs every single day.
Yeah, not people like you. Something's going on. Why'd you get fired?
You mean other than the fact that I picked a fight I couldn't win?
I don't care how it turned out. You went 15 rounds on your first shot. No way Jonathan Sidwell lets you go after that. It was Forceman, wasn't it?
I only got his money if I agreed to cut Sidwell out of the deal.
And Sidwell found out.
We didn't just find out. Forceman told him.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, there's more. That son of a bitch has offered me a job.
Mike, you can't do it, and you know it.
What choice do I have? was an investment banker for 10 minutes, and I blew the only deal I'm ever going to get here.
That sounds exactly like the kind of bullshit Forsman tells people to wrap them around his finger.
Does it mean it's not true?
Yes, it does. I could get you 5 interviews before tomorrow.
But how are you going to do that?
By making 5 goddamn phone calls.
And what are you going to say when they answer? You going to tell them I was a Harvard-educated lawyer working for you? Because you do that, I might as well go back to being a fraud.
What if I can get Jessica to take you back?
What if you could bring my parents back to life? Because both of those things have about the same chance of happening.
Mike, I'm trying to help you.
And I appreciate that. But I only have 2 references, Harvey. You, who has to lie for me, and Jonathan, who wants to kill me.
Mike.
Harvey, it's enough. As much as you want to help me, you have no idea what it is to have been a fraud and have to start all over.
I don't. Someone else does.
Well, well. You're an employee number 7611053. You still remember that. You lied on my resume. I never lied about having a head for numbers. I never said how sorry I was for what happened to you. You don't need to be sorry, Mike. Truth is, I should be thanking you.
What?
You know what I do now? Statistical analysis for fantasy baseball.
That's awesome.
You don't know the half of it. My old better job. I sat in my office, crunched my numbers, made a lot more money, barely knew the name of one person on my floor. Now my best friends, the people I work with. Why'd you call me?
The last time I saw you, you had no idea what you were going to do with the rest of your life. And you had to completely start over. And it looks like you did. I guess I'd
want to know how. We'll start by starting.
What does that mean?
It means for 6 months I threw myself a giant pity party. Wondered how the hell I was going to get out of the mess I was in. And then one day I said enough's enough. And instead of asking questions, I started looking for answers.
And you found fantasy baseball?
No, I found out that how much money you make is not the most important thing in the world. Who you spend it with every day is.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Whoa, Mike. Why exactly is it you need to start over?
That's a long story.
I have time.
Another day, Stan.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, clear your schedule tonight.
Done. Why?
Jessica offered me anything I want as a reward for my heroism, and we're going to figure out what that is.
What's to figure out? Name partner.
No, not that. Anything but that.
What do you mean, anything but that? There isn't anything but that.
Oh, you think I didn't ask for it? The words were out of my mouth faster than Esther when she was 13.
Lewis, I don't care about your slutty sister. You deserve name partner.
And I don't care that you don't care, because it's not going to happen. Now, we were given a chance to take the high road. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
If I were ever going to be attracted to you, now would be the time. Instead, I'll prepare a list of demands befitting a hero.
Good. Don't ever talk about being attracted to me again. It weirds me out.
The answer is no.
You don't even know what I'm here for.
I know what you're not here for. To tell me after a long night of soul-searching, you've decided to give me full control of Gillis Industries.
You're right, I'm not. But I am here to give you full control of this.
This isn't public information.
It will be in 24 hours, so it's legal to give it to you.
And it gives me a 24-hour edge if I decide to act on this information.
Which, as you can see from that filing, would be a very profitable thing to do.
And all I have to do in return is use your law firm?
I don't care what law firm you use. I just want you to have Mike Ross run point on the deal.
Then we're back where we started, and you get the hell out of my office.
Jonathan, I know what he did. But he thought he had no choice.
When a person thinks he has no choice is when you see his true character.
You think you have no choice other than to be vindictive right now.
This isn't vindictive. It's common sense. And where I come from, you don't give the fox another run at the hen house.
You wouldn't have even had a shot at the hen house if it wasn't for him getting you out from under Tony Giannopoulos.
And I repaid him for that by giving him his first shot at investment banking.
And where I come from, the way you really repay someone is by giving them a second goddamn shot.
Then go the hell back to where you came from. And hey, if you think he's so great, take him back there with you.
Lewis, you have a minute?
Not really. I'm in the middle of some very important gift choosing.
What?
Yeah, wouldn't you like to know? But you never will, because a person only gets gifts when they fix the mistakes that Jeff Malone's made.
Actually, Lewis, that's why I'm here. I wanted to thank you for catching that error on the Wexler stock.
You want to thank me?
Yes, Lewis, I do. Look, I know you don't trust me, but you got us out of a jam, and I'm here to thank you. Man to man.
Bullshit. You're here to kiss my ass because you found out that I'm now above you in the pecking order.
Lewis, I don't care about the pecking order, and all I found out is that you fixed this thing for Harvey, and I am here to thank you.
I'm not talking about Harvey, and you know it.
No, Lewis.
Don't play dumb with me. I'm talking about Jessica Pearson, the woman whose ass you've really been kissing, the very same woman who came to me and asked me to check your work. Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have some Lipizzanersteins to look at.
You had Lewis Litt check my work?
I was wondering when we might get into this.
Well, the wondering is over because it's now. And if you were going to do something like that, you should have discussed it with me first before going behind my back.
I did discuss it with you, and you stood right there and said your work was perfect and I should trust you.
You see, that's the problem right there. You don't trust me. And now you're just rubbing my mistake in my face.
If the goal was to rub it in your face, I would have done that already and we wouldn't be having this conversation.
In that case, maybe we should keep our conversations on a professional level for a while.
You're the one who wanted to do both.
And maybe I was wrong.
I never said I didn't trust you. I said I didn't trust your work on Wexler.
That's the difference between us, Jessica. You see, when I say trust me, I mean trust the man who works for you and the man that's with you.
You want to see me?
You don't seem in a good mood.
I'm not.
We can talk about it later.
I walked all the way down here. We can talk about it now.
I was just going to ask how Lewis's talk went.
Bullshit. That is not an I have to come talk to you conversation.
I want to bring Mike back.
That is not a conversation I ever want to have.
Jessica.
Harvey, I haven't slept better since his last night, except for every night since. And I'm not going back. In case you really were wondering, Lewis took his thank you like a dick. And if that's all, I'm going home.
Hey.
Hey. Are you cooking?
I make one thing, and I make it awesome.
Mike, every single guy thinks that his spaghetti sauce. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Not every single guy was raised by his grandmother. Now, you, sit down, shut up, and tell me about your day.
What got you in such a good mood?
Nothing. Just spent the afternoon figuring out what I'm going to do with my life.
Well, that sounds like quite the afternoon. What did you figure out?
Well, figured out I don't want to take the job with Forstmann, and I don't want to be an investment banker.
So what do you want to be?
I don't know. I know I want to be with you.
What are you saying?
I want to start over.
I don't understand.
Rachel, when I met you, I had nothing in my life except what came from being a fraud. And now I have nothing in it except being with you, and I wouldn't go back even if I could, because
Mike.
I don't care what I do for a living. I mean, I'll figure it out, but as long as I have you, I have everything. Rachel. Well, I didn't mean to make you cry. I meant to make you feel better.
Hey, everything's going to be okay.
Okay, what's wrong?
I'm sorry, I just
need
a minute.
Rachel,
I just need a minute.
Hey, I'm right here. You can tell me. What's going on? Rachel, stop. Stay kidding.
No, you don't. I don't deserve you.
What are you talking about, Rachel?
Logan and I kiss.
What?
We were just talking. And then he...
He what?
Mike, please. I'm so sorry. Mike, no, please. Please, you didn't mean anything.
Industries.
Are you gonna fight me?
You stay the hell away from Rachel.
Well, that's up to her. But if she does come back here, it won't be to tell me to stay away.
She told you. She let it go on a long time. And she didn't just like it, she loved it.
You told him.
I don't even know where he is.
He's at Harvey's.
How do you know?
Where did you go?
Forsman?
Logan.
Gillis.
Rachel.
Get the hell in here.
I never should have told him.
Rachel, there's no use thinking that.
What if he doesn't forgive me?
You don't know that he won't. You don't know that he will.
And you're the one that said this will bore a hole in his head.
And you're the one who said you had to find a way to trust him with the truth.
He walked out. I can't just
stay here tonight. Of course you can.
I'm not going back there.
I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying you need to calm down.
Would you calm down after someone stuck it in your face like that?
I would if I knew he was just trying to get in my head.
How the hell do you know that's all it is?
Because that piece of shit did it to you before, and I let him because I'm his lawyer, but I'm not going to let him do it to you now.
Yeah, well, he got in my head. You put the image in there, and now I can't get it out.
I
need to know if it's true.
And what good is going to come of that?
I just need to know.
Then there's only one way to find out. You're not going to find out tonight. You know what happened.
You went to see Logan.
I want you to tell me exactly what happened between you and him.
Okay, why don't we just go home right now and we can talk about all that's there.
You're going to tell me what happened right here?
Mike,
I need to know that I can trust you because you said that it didn't mean anything, but he said...
Mike, please.
Did it mean something or not?
It meant something when it happened, but now...
Okay, look.
I made a huge mistake, but you just asked if you could trust me.
Trust you? You didn't tell me about this for a week, and then when you finally did, you lied.
I didn't lie. You walked up before I could tell you the whole story.
The whole story? There's no way you were going to tell me that whole story.
Mike, please.
He said that you loved it. You know when I said that it didn't matter what I do next because I have you? I was wrong. Because we're done. Okay, listen, Rachel, when you are done, can you just... Holy shit, are you...
No.
So help me, if Harvey mistreated you, I will...
It wasn't Harvey, it was Mike.
That son of a bitch, where is he? Because I'll...
It wasn't him, it was me.
Rachel.
Look, I know that he hurt you with Sheila, but I love him. And I lost him, and I don't really know what to do.
Come on, hey, listen to me right now, okay? Whatever I may think of Mike, I have no doubt that he loves you. And when two people love each other, no problem is insurmountable.
That's bullshit. And you all people know it.
What?
You and Sheila loved each other, and you still broke up even though neither of you had done anything wrong.
That's different.
Did you hear me? I did something wrong. And now he doesn't trust me, and I can't make him trust me or forgive me. So it doesn't matter how much I love him, okay?
Okay, all right, listen. Rachel, you have so much going for you. It's gonna be okay.
And what good is any of it if I don't have the one person I want to share it with? Logan, what are you doing here?
You told Mike. After you explicitly told me not to.
I don't have to explain myself to you.
Really?
I didn't mean for...
It doesn't matter what you did or didn't mean to happen. It happened. And I know why it did.
What are you talking
about? You told him because... deep down inside, you want to be with me and you knew this would make it happen.
That is bullshit.
Really? Because that is exactly... what you said to me when I told Allison about us.
That has nothing to do with this.
Rachel.
And since you obviously came here to find out where it is we stand, let me tell you. There is no us. There will never be an us. And no matter what happens between me and Mike, this is the last time that you and I are ever going to have a conversation again.
You're my lawyer.
Not anymore, Logan. So whatever real or fake meeting you have with Harvey, you can go to it now. But I won't be in it. Or any other meeting you have here in the future, because we're done.
Louis, glad you're here. I just got off the phone with Charles Forsman. He wants to cross the T's, dot the I's, and be done with this deal, and so do I.
Don't believe me, Jessica. Nobody wants to be done with that man more than me. I'm actually heading over there in an hour, but before I do, I just wanted to tell you that I finally figured out what I want as my reward.
And what is that?
I want to amend my contract to allow for telecommuting whenever I deem appropriate, and a month's more vacation every year to be used at my discretion.
Anything else?
I want it in writing, and I want my partnership protected for as long as this situation persists.
Okay. Before I give you what you're asking...
Jessica, you said I could have whatever I want. You're not going to talk me out of this.
I'm not trying to talk you out of anything. I just want to say that the fact that named partner isn't happening now doesn't mean it never will. And I'd hate to see you throw in the towel because you've lost faith.
Well, the only thing I'm throwing is my hat in the ring for Sheila's heart.
I don't understand.
I love her. And I miss her. And I want to try to win her back, and I need these things to make that happen.
Then you have them.
Rachel, are you okay?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I just can't be here and I can't be at home. I can't be anywhere.
Go see him.
I don't even know where he is.
Yes, you do.
I did see him. He came here and everything went to shit. And I tried to explain and he wouldn't listen. And then he said we're just done.
Rachel.
I'm so fed up.
If it's about Mike, I'm busy.
Harvey, I know about your issues with infidelity, but...
Donna, stop right there.
No, I'm not going to stop because you need to go talk to Mike about Rachel.
Need?
Yes, need.
Listen to me, because I'm only going to say this once. What she did is between the two of them, and I'm not going to get in the middle of it one way or another. But if I did, it sure as shit wouldn't be to defend her.
Harvey, your lack of emotional awareness never ceases to amaze me.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm not asking you to do this for Rachel. I'm asking you to do this for Mike.
Like I said, I'm busy.
May I?
Since when do you need permission?
To come in, I don't.
No, you don't.
And I'll come back when you're in a more receptive mood.
What exactly am I being receptive to?
You are not just any partner in this firm. You are the man I am involved with, and I need to take that into consideration from now on.
You sound like you're saying that as damage control.
I'm saying it because I mean it.
Then why does it still sound like you're talking to your employee?
Because it's hard for me to say that I don't want to lose you over some stupid work bullshit.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
So you just want to make it hard for me?
I just wanted to hear you say it. It being hard for you is on you.
So we're good.
Oh, yeah. We're good.
All
right. Jessica, one more thing. If you don't want to lose me over some stupid work bullshit, then please don't do stupid work bullshit.
You're fired.
Ship all terms and conditions, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's all there. You just need to sign by the arrows.
Mm-hmm. Walk me through this one more time.
It says Sanders International agrees to pay you the aforementioned amount.
Through a Swiss account or the Cayman?
Both, per your instructions. Now, are we done?
You went to a lot of trouble to shelter some money from me.
Because you forced me to.
Which got me to wondering, what's to keep you from walking out of here, growing a conscience, and telling someone about a little arrangement?
Because if I do, I'll be admitting to my own guilt, which you damn well know.
Right, but what exactly are you guilty of?
What is this?
That's your fee for putting this deal together.
I don't want a fee.
It's exactly the way you're going to take it.
Son of a bitch, you didn't bring me here for you to sign on the arrows. You brought me here for me to sign on the arrows.
Yep. And I don't give a shit what you do with the money after it goes into your account, but it's going in there.
I won't.
It's up to you. Now, you can either close this deal or go back to writing your diary about what a loser Harvey Specter thinks you are. Sign it, pal.
What are you doing here? You know what? It doesn't matter. I'm here to take a job.
Wait, what? No, you can't do that.
What do you care?
Mike, listen to me. I know I'm mad at you about Sheila, but I don't care about that right now. You cannot take a job with that man.
I don't have any other options, Lewis. And I'm in this position because you paid that man Greenmail to walk away from my deal in the first place.
Believe me, I wish I hadn't.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Mike.
You know what? It doesn't matter. None of it matters.
This is about Rachel, isn't it? She told me she hurt you. Believe me, I understand. But you cannot do this because of that.
This is a job, Louis, all right? I'm not robbing
a bank. It's not a job. It's a decision. And I'm not going to let you make it.
Yeah? What are you going to do about it?
Anything I have to.
You wanted to see me?
I thought you wanted to see me.
I wanted to see you both.
Louis, is this about implementing your request with Sheila?
It's about retracting my request with Sheila.
What happened? I thought...
Nothing happened. I hired Mike Ross back at the firm.
What?
If Sheila and I are meant to be, we'll make that work. But Mike was going to do something that I could not let him do. So I'm using my reward on him.
Okay, Louis, I...
It's a great choice. I'm proud of you. Why don't you give me a minute with Jessica and see if we can't get him in office?
Thank you, Harvey. Thank you both.
Is that it?
I'd still like to be able to take Rosh Hashanah off, if that's okay.
I think we can work something out.
No way.
Jessica.
Mike Ross is not coming back to this firm.
You heard Louis. You already gave him the job.
Can I give him the job?
It's too late for that, and you know it.
Well, it damn sure didn't help when you jumped on in there and told him it was a great choice.
It was a great choice, and if I hadn't jumped in and let you speak your mind, you know what he would have heard? Something's wrong with Mike Ross.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do, and so do you. This is Louis we're talking about, and you rejected his first request.
Because it was unreasonable.
And the only way you're going to convince him that this is unreasonable is to tell him why.
Harvey?
Jessica, the only way to make him take that offer back is to force him to do it, because he's going to ask you why again and again. And no matter what you say, he's going to know you're full of shit. And then, how long do you think it's going to take him to remember that last year, he wondered if Mike even went to Harvard?
You could at least pretend to hide how happy you are.
I may be happy about it, but you know I'm right. And the truth is, I never should have let him go in the first place. You look a lot better than the last time I saw you.
Oh, didn't you hear? I got a new job.
Oh, I heard.
What are you getting at there, Harvey?
What am I getting at? Louis hires you. You don't run it by me. You don't even tell me it's happening. All I am anymore to you is a clean set of sheets.
Speaking of which, you might want to up the thread count and run it by you. You were practically begging me to come back yesterday.
I didn't beg shit. I posited a theory. We both knew it was never going to happen. I was just trying to make you feel better.
I guess it took Louis to do what you couldn't do.
Hire an unqualified fraud? I did that already. Seriously, Mike, it's good to have things back to normal.
Yeah, normal.
Mike, I'm going to say something to you that I have never told you before. I admire what you have with Rachel.
Harvey.
Well, let me finish. It's real. It's hard to come by, and all you have to do to keep it is forgive her. So if you want to stay here tonight, by all means, but I think you should go home.
Where are you going?
I have to take care of something I should have days ago.
Harvey, you wanted to see me?
Yes. I wanted you to take a look at a draft of the paperwork to wrap up your deal.
Why would you?
Because I wanted to let you know how things are going to be moving forward. You're going to sign these papers at 8 a.m. tomorrow, and at 8:01, you're gone.
Harvey?
Look, I don't give a shit how much business you give my firm. I never want to see you again.
You're really going to drop me?
You're damn right I am. And if you go to Jessica to try to overrule me, the next time, it won't be Mike you get in a fight with. It'll be me.
The abstract art of pain and poem. When I propaganda makes everything clear, you are the
Why aren't you at work?
Because I spent the whole day moving from one place to another, and I just had to talk to you.
How'd you know I'd be here?
I didn't. I just went to Harvey's.
Yeah. Not there anymore.
Are you back here?
No. No, I'm gonna stay somewhere for a while.
Mike.
Rachel, whatever you're gonna say now is not the time to say it. If you want there to be a chance for us at all, just go back out a little longer and let me get my things together. One more thing. I'm coming back to work tomorrow. If you can't accept that, then whatever you were gonna say to me won't matter.
You are a stranger in the night time, throwing us to the ground. And all we do is get away.
Next Wednesday, it's good to have you back where you belong. The Prodigal Son returns.
I am Harvey's associate, so you're working a case with him, you're working it with me.
I told you that I needed some space.
This whole witch hunt is about my Bronx.
We have a problem. Suits, an all-new episode, next Wednesday at 9 on USA.